Hello, my name is Justin Pulowski, and I host Bucks Uncensored. On Tuesday night, I was preparing for a big meeting with JoeBucksFan.com to discuss old and new ideas of events we will do in 2018. In preparation for this big meeting, I recorded Wednesday's podcast on Monday. Little did I know, the Buccaneers would be making big moves on Tuesday. So if you thought that I would just post podcast I recorded on Monday without addressing the releases of Doug Martin and Chris Baker, you are sadly mistaken. Doug Martin could go down as one of the most overrated Buccaneers in history of the organization. A player who proved himself twice in his long career with the Bucs, his rookie season and his contract year. Other than that, he's a 400-yard-a-year runner. He's a 2.5 yard per carry rusher. That's it. When you look around the NFL and you see the impact that running backs are making on playoff teams, that should be enough for you to look at Doug Martin and call him overrated. Sure, I know he had a lot of your hearts. You liked how hard he looked like he was running. But to me, production speaks much louder than your supposed effort on the field. I need to see if you're producing. Doug Martin was not producing for the Bucs. He was a liability for the Bucs, and he's gone. Much like Chris Baker, who didn't care about the Bucs, he didn't care about you, he didn't care about Tampa, and he didn't care about winning. Get the fuck out of here. Horrible free agent signing a year ago. And Jason Light rectified it 1 year later by getting rid of one of the cancers in the locker room. These two moves have given the Buccaneers an extra $11 million to their cap room this offseason. And the Bucs now are within the top five teams in the NFL when it comes to cap room. The offseason starts now. It is time to build this organization into a playoff contender. You can do it in a hurry. You can do it with free agency, and you can do it with the draft. The Buccaneers have loads of cap room and high draft picks to do it, to become a turnaround team in 2018. Are they going to do it? Well, that's why you should continue listening to this podcast and go to JoeBucksFan.com. This podcast, wear them headphones. It is not safe for work. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. Get to B-dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 and 9 to close. Select $2 drafts, $4 mixed drinks, and $4 apps. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, and please drink responsibly. At Mastro Subaru, the guys there, they are stick carriers themselves, and they want to help other stick carriers out. Go to Mastro Subaru with one of their locations in Tampa or Orlando and let them know that you're a stick carrier. You get special stick carrier pricing. Whether you're looking for a new car or a pre-owned vehicle, they've got them all at Mastro Subaru. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. You're self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
Yeah, that's right.
One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
Bucks Uncensored!
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-T-R!
somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't ask now. Who, what, where, why? A lot of dudes like to act the fool. No, I'm not lie, but that ain't my style.
A week away from the NFL Combine. But more importantly, a week away from when we find out the deets on the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. That's right. Just a week away. A week away from finding out where we'll all be partying with Javier, who has confirmed he is coming from Panama City, Panama. I love it. If you're coming from out of town, you got to let us know. I want to know where everyone's coming from for this massive party at the end of April. And if you're coming in from out of town, you're not coming for just one night, I hope. It is a two-night event. Thursday night, April 26th. Friday night, April 27th. One of the great events in sports, year after year, the NFL draft, and it does not even include a game. This is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulaski, the commish, at commish online on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Check out the Stick Carrier Facebook page, where I'm sure the discussion is continuing on about the Bucks' newest hire, Brenston Buckner, as defensive line coach. I said the next defensive line coach has to bring the attitude. Well, there weren't many defenses that played with more attitude in the NFL over the last few seasons than the Arizona Cardinals. And under Buckner, I read this in one of the stories, the Cardinals defense never had less than 35 sacks in a season under Buckner. The Bucks had 22 last season. Now, before we get ahead of ourselves and think that he is the savior, that all is right in the world, that magically all four of the Bucks starting defensive linemen will have double-digit sacks next season, we have to remember one thing. A defensive line coach can only do so much. A big reason behind the Cardinals having such success on defense in putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks was because they were so aggressive on defense. When you're aggressive on defense and you have players that know how to get after the quarterback, it's going to make everything look better. And that's what the Cardinals had. So is Buckner coming here to run a 4-3? Is he coming here to help with the 3-4? Is he helping to figure out a pass rush? Or is he just helping coach individual defensive linemen to better their technique? I don't know. I don't know the answer to this. What I do know is the guy played in the NFL for 12 years. What I do know is he played for the Panthers, which is why I didn't like him too much. But that kind of experience, both as a player and now as a coach, I think bodes well for the Buccaneers moving forward. And not only with Buckner coming in and saying, well, what's he going to do with this player or that player or this player on the roster? But I believe, just like you believe, that there's going to be a lot of turnover when it comes to the Bucks defensive line next season. A lot of these guys on the roster might not be here, probably won't be here. And you might see the Bucks go out in free agency and sign multiple guys, maybe even draft multiple guys. In particular, defensive tackle. Chris Baker's gone. He's gone. And if he's not gone, there's something wrong at One Buck Place. He's got to be gone. Clinton McDonald's a free agent. You know, they have a need at defensive tackle. They have a need at defensive end. And when you start to look, and I love overthecap.com if you guys want salary cap numbers. But when you start to look at some of these defensive linemen that they have, whether it be Ayers, Golston, Baker, what I love seeing, and you see it a lot with a lot of Bucks players, no guaranteed money, no dead money. So they can cut them all at any time. Now, I know Golston was a free agent last year, but my God, how do you start that many games and have as a defensive end? Zero. Baker, zero dead money. Golston, zero dead money. Ayers, zero dead money. I mean, the rumors are already rampant about Baker and Doug Martin being gone. That's $11 million right there. Just to let you know, little hint, Golston and Ayers combined is about $12.5 million. So if they're looking for turnover along their defensive line, they can easily have the money to do it. Easily. And still have plenty of money for Evans. And still have plenty of money for Winston. And still have plenty of money for Marpet or any of these other young players whose contracts are coming up. That's what I see when I look at the Bucks' cap situation in terms of money spent on certain players, guaranteed money left, dead money, and cap savings when saving them or when cutting them. So I'm not concerned about the Bucks cap situation. And the NFL has made it that if you want to have a quick turnaround as a team, you can. If you want to have a quick turnaround and flip your defensive line in a hurry, it's there for the taking as well. So whether you go into free agency and you're thinking Ziggy Ansah or DeMarcus Lawrence, which to me are both a little far-fetched. I mean, Lawrence most likely will be hit with the franchise tag. Ziggy Ansah is going to get a huge contract. But whether you're looking at a Sheldon Richardson at defensive tackle or a Star Lotulelei at defensive tackle, taking him away from the Panthers. Again, you're not asking these players to come in. If you're going to keep Gerald McCoy, you're not asking these players to come in and be stars. Just contribute. Not only contribute, but play like mad sons of bitches out on the football field. Be angry. Be aggressive. Be something that the Bucks defense hasn't had in a long, long time. The other question I have with Brenston Buckner coming in is how much will his opinion of the Bucks defensive line be heard by Mike Smith, by Dirk Cutter, by Jason Light? Ideally, in my world, in my situation, I'd love to bring in an outsider to come in and give his true opinion. Go in, watch film, and give your true opinion on each player along the defensive line. And don't hold anything back. We just signed you to a contract. We need to know who you think you can win with. And when I say win, I mean win the line of scrimmage. Fuck, look at what the Cardinals did to the Bucks by themselves over the last 2 years. Their defensive line kicked the living shit out of the Bucks offensive line the last 2 years. Who are the players on the Bucks roster that can do that to other teams? Those are defensive linemen that Brenston Buckner coached. How is he going to do that again? And is he going to be listened to? Are the names of Mike Smith, Dirk Cutter, and Jason Light going to sit down, truly listen to Brenston Buckner's evaluation of his own players, and are they going to use that information to not only fix their own problems within their own organization, but go out and address the players that Brenston Buckner feels he can win with? Are they going to trust his evaluation, or are they going to just focus on him helping players out with technique? Honestly, it wouldn't hurt to listen to an outsider. Because what you've built along your defensive line is absolute shit. Why don't you listen to somebody who's had a little bit of success, who's watched a good defensive line, who's watched a defensive line dominate your offensive line along the line of scrimmage? That's what I want. I'm listening. I want to know everything he knows. I want him to help me in every way possible fix the putrid pass rush of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we have some Bucks takes. Not going to be an overly long podcast because some of these have dragged on. They've been long. I know some of you like that. Sometimes you just got to get right to the point. And I am definitely not that type of person that's like, oh, he came from this team, so he's definitely going to want to bring all of his own players, all of them. They're all going to want to come here and play because we got Brenston Buckner, and so everyone's going to come. No. But I was going through, and again, I like overthecap.com. Give you a good rundown of specific players and how much those players possibly could cost because, I mean, that's what they do. They focus on the salary cap, salaries around the NFL. And it's so funny, before I even heard the news of Brenston Buckner, I was looking through the list. And you know what I'm looking at now? And I think I focused on this a few weeks back. Specific players. Oh, what players are the Bucks going to go after? I'm not even looking really at specific names or whatnot. The first thing I'm looking at is coming across like age. You know, the Bucks have gone after aging veterans over the last few years. Brent Grimes, T.J. Ward, Baker was 30, Robert Ayers. Figuring, okay, we'll bring in some aging veterans to hopefully be leaders. Well, a majority of them did not work out. And what did I say a few weeks ago? I said, pay for what you're about to get, not for what they've done. And the Bucks have paid a lot of money for what players have done in the past, not what they're going to do for their organization. One name stood out to me because, of course, I'm going to look at defensive linemen because I think the Bucks are going to address defensive line in free agency and in the draft. And one guy that stood out to me that was a draft pick just a couple years ago and hasn't been able to crack the starting lineup in Arizona because they have Chandler Jones and Marcus Golden had come on. But that was Kareem Martin. And maybe by the time this podcast is posted, somebody's going to write something because they're going to identify some Cardinals player. But I identified Kareem Martin before Buckner was hired by the Bucks. And I said, damn, 26 years old, 6'6", 270 pounds. has had the opportunity to play and learn behind Chandler Jones, who had 17 sacks last season. And is a guy who maybe is only on the rise. And he's probably not going to cost you that much money. Because while most teams want to pay you for what you've done, you got to look at what he possibly could do for you. And who better to give you insight as to what he has the potential to do than the guy who coached him? I mean, I'm sitting there thinking about this beforehand, and then once I saw Buckner was becoming the Bucs defensive line coach, I'm like, shit. A team that needs a defensive end, a guy with, I mean, premier measurables that you could get for a bargain price. Again, I'm not going to go through and find every Cardinals player and say, yep. Well, we got it. We got a Cardinals assistant coach. So that means the Bucs are only going to bring in Cardinals players. Oh, by the way, Jason Light was with the Cardinals. No, I'm not doing all that. I'm saying the Bucs need a defensive lineman, defensive end. This guy's 26 years old, has been grooming and playing behind one of the top pass rushers in the NFL. And maybe he's ready to break away and become a starter himself. And a guy you're not going to have to pay a lot of money to. Because he's going to want to prove himself. This is the time in the podcast where I say, because I record at night, and I pause from the discussion about the Bucks to say goodnight to the dear Maya. Hello, Maya.
Hi.
Are you going to bed now?
Yes.
Did you want me to just stop the podcast and come downstairs and sit with you?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you want me to rock you and sing to you?
No.
Do you want me to read you a book?
No. No.
Do you want me to just stay up here so I can stay away from you?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you. Can you give me a go, Bucks?
Go Bucks.
All right. Thank you. Good night. I love you.
Night.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
I won't.
I love you too, no matter what. All right. Thanks for the high five. Don't forget to close that door. All right. Good night. Bye. I don't know. I didn't check Facebook yet. I will. I'll check it after the podcast. Okay. Good night. I can always hear it coming up the stairs, so that's, you always know when I'm going to have to say goodnight is the cussing stops for a moment. This podcast, by the way, is for adults only, not for children. Okay, go to bed. But Kareem Martin, just a name that stood out to me, and it's not only him and not only that position, but as I said, like an Aaron Colvin for the Jaguars and E.J. Gaines, guys that are in their 20s that maybe they've dealt with some injuries. Maybe you look at their roster. Who are they behind? Hell, Colvin for the Jaguars, behind two pretty damn good corners. You know, does he want to break out and be on his own and get an opportunity? Usually those are guys that you can get for pretty good deals and guys who are motivated, not just by money, but by the opportunity to be a starter in the NFL. And maybe Jason Light and the Bucks have been so reliant on older players, aging players, to come in and be quote unquote leaders, when maybe these aging players, all they wanted was that one last contract where they could make $10 million a year. Well, guess what? You get a guy like this, you know, a guy like Kareem Martin, who's been behind Chandler Jones, just giving him an opportunity. You're going to have to pay less for him than you would on, let's say, an Ayers a couple years ago for $10 million a year. And you're going to get a guy who's younger and hungry and wants to succeed. I don't know these guys personally, but I'm saying, Kareem Martin, you know, that's the type of free agent I'm going to look after this year. look to go after this year. Well, I mean, of course, if Le'Veon Bell's available, but he also in his 20s, so that's okay as well. If he makes it there, which most likely he'll get the franchise tag. Ugh. Maybe I need to do, maybe next Monday, I'll do a misconceptions about the NFL offseason. Locking in on the best players in the draft or locking in on the best players in free agency, especially free agency. You go to the top of this list of free agents, they're all going to have the franchise tag put on them. And it's just going to lead to disappointment for you. That's why you got to dig deep on these lists. Find that diamond in the rough. I mean, the Bucks need a few diamonds. I hope they can find it. And maybe, just maybe, Brenston Buckner can do that as well. All right, let's get some Bucks takes in. Because the sooner I get done with this podcast, the closer we are to next Wednesday and details of the Bucks Uncensored, the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. I can't wait. I can't wait for all the people around the country flying in just to party with us about all you people around this Bay Area that struggled all last season, being disappointed by our team being able to come together again and drink away our sorrows. We just drink away last season and drink to the upcoming season. It's going to be exciting. And you will be able to visualize exactly where we will be 1 week, next Wednesday, right here on the Bucks Uncensored podcast.
Bucks Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado's Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado's ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadosSandwich.com. Friday night is your night at Sports Legends Bar and Grill in Clearwater. $7 chicken fajitas, $7 ultimate nachos, $7 domestic pitchers. Sevens are wild. It's Friday nights at Sports Legends. It's a place where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ.
Bucks Uncensored.
I got a big old stick on my swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay, got a big old stick, I'ma swing, swing away. We all we got, Tampa Bay.
Hey, hit 'em, Quan, hit 'em, hit 'em, Quan, hit 'em. Hit him, Quan, hit him. Hey, hit him, Quan, hit him. Hey, Quan, hit him up. Now they gotta get him up. Talking like he tough and stuff. Knowing he on that Debo stuff. Call him bluff. Snatch the rock from Julio like candy from a bitch. Y'all ain't really boning. Y'all ain't really ready. Legs chopping like machete. Moving too fast. That boy DJ ready. Gonna smash the gas.
I got a big old stick on my swing, swing away.
All right, Bucks Uncensored. Got some Bucks takes coming your way now. Now, if you have not sent in a Bucks take before, it's very simple. You record your voice on your phone. Get your voice heard by Bucks fans and by the Buccaneers organization. They listen to this podcast. Very simple. You record your voice, your phone, and email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Now, get a lot. Daily. Used to play a lot more. Quite frankly, we want to keep the podcast fresh and cut down on time a little bit. So if you send it in, make sure you bring the passion. Bring the energy and keep it to 90 seconds. You got a question? That's fine. Phil Collins is standing by. Or if you just want to make a point, anything Buccaneers related, it's very simple. Bring your Bucks take, bring it hard, and then bring it to the draft party. I don't know. What the hell? Speaking of questions, let's go to our buddy, Big Dan.
Bucks Uncensored, Kamish, what up, brother? It's Big Dan. Listen, man, I'm going to make this short and sweet, but I got a question for you, mainly because I wanted to hear Phil Collins.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big height on it. Crushed it!
Question is, do you think the Bucks? We got so many holes, of course, but O-line, D-line, we got to fix those two spots, I think, more than anything. Do you think that we should maybe add a guard in free agency? Or do you think that we should draft the kid Nelson out of Notre Dame? I'm going either way. I just really think this kid Nelson from Notre Dame, I know a lot of people say it's not cool to pick a guard so high, but he could be a game changer, man. That could help out the run game, kill two birds with one stone, help protect Winston, help the run game, maybe get a center, move Marpet back to right guard. So wanted to hear your take on that, if you don't mind, brother. So I'll leave you with that. As always, we're still speaking softly, but we're still carrying that big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, you bet. You betcha. Thank you. You know, a couple of things about the Bucks offensive line. I still don't understand why there was a rotation at left guard last year with Pamphill and Evan Smith. I also don't understand. People are like, just, we have to move Marpet back to guard. If you move Marpet back to guard, you're putting a 275-pound center back in there. In Joe Hawley. Listen, I love Joe Hawley. I'd love him a whole fuck lot more if he was 315 pounds. He's just not. He's just not. Marpet is to me is the center. The center for a long time for this team. But just because you don't have a guard, like, I think Marpet's fine at center. Yeah, do you need to find a guard? I would. For either side, what the hell's going to happen at left guard? And then Sweezy, to me, has been another failure in free agency. So I don't know if you're looking at that Norwell guy from the Panthers or whatnot, but they need to address their offensive line when it comes to the guards. I've been higher on Donovan Smith than many of you. I'm fine with him at left tackle. Damar Dotson is there at right tackle for the time being. Is Benenock a guy who can be your long-term answer at right tackle? Is he a guy that you experiment more at guard? I still felt like when he was a rookie and had to step in against the Chiefs in Kansas City at guard, I actually thought that Benenock played well. But quite frankly, I don't know what they're doing along their offensive line. I didn't understand the rotation last year. I don't know what they're doing with the guards moving forward. They seem, and for some ungodly reason, the organization is higher on players than any of us are. We're all in this together, right? And we're sitting there going, Doug Martin, really? Yet they're so high on Doug Martin. And you're like, J.R. Sweezy, really? And they're so high on Sweezy. And it's like, I don't know. I divert back to Monday's podcast, an off-season of uncertainty. I have no idea. Nobody has any idea. It's all speculation. Do I like Nelson? Yes. Do I like Norrell? Yes. Are there other offensive line free agents? Yes. Are there other offensive linemen in the draft? Yes. But I don't know. You know, if you go out and you sign by the way, guards in free agency the last few years, like $10 to $12 million a year. If you're going to go after a guard, you better make sure he's the right guy. Because they get paid. They get paid in free agency. Big time. But they need to figure out both guards, in my opinion. I'm still fine with Dotson at right tackle. I'm fine with Smith at left tackle. I like Marpet at center. Guard is typically the easiest position along the offensive line to find. You can find guards. You can find them. Second, third, fourth round. Guys that can come in, be mean, be physical, and grind it out. But one thing, find them. Other teams seem to find them. You need to find them. That's what I'm talking about. It's not just pass rush. It's not just running back. It's not just corner or guard. It's a lot of needs on this team. A lot. Can they all be addressed? Yeah. You're pushing it. Can most of them be addressed? Yes. But you have to do it the right way. And you need to have one eye on now and one eye on the future, which is tough when you're on the hot seat, which both Jason Light and Dirk Cutter are. Let's get some more Bucks takes. Our buddy Lee, he's been very active lately. Lee is up with us. Hey, Lee.
What's up, Bucks fans? What's up, Justin? It's Lee from the T. Hey, Justin, how does it feel to have the weather, the girl, and the gig? Man. You hitting triples out here. You a bad boy. I mean, there's some other things that would be icing on the cake, but it's all good in the Pulaski home. check it out, though, man. Quick things about the draft, man. I still stand by our boy Bradley Chubb being the best player in the draft, a must-have piece for your defense. This Arden Key guy, man. There's inconsistent, and then there's Arden Key. I watched two games of this dude, man. He just, man, I mean, he takes inconsistent to a whole nother level. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. And they're talking about this guy, the UTEP, who I guess he's a decent football player, you know, especially playing against the level of competition he was playing against. In my opinion, I wouldn't touch him. But he's going to go before Arden Key. Arden Key got the skill set. He just done got it upstairs. This the kid out of UTEP is Will Golston. But our favorite Buck player has gotten yet another coach fired, Jay Hayes. Nobody developed under Jay Hayes. But hell, we haven't had a defensive end develop on this Buccaneer team last decade, period. No coach has developed the defensive lineman in the last decade. But yeah, I feel Jason Light came to this conclusion. I can't let these guys keep causing me to fire head coaches and hold coaching staffs. I'm just going to just fire his position coach and see if that makes a difference. Sounds like they're going to do some big things on the defensive line as far as personnel goes, and he wants a new voice to go along with the changes that will be made along the defensive line. And if that doesn't work, man, I'm sending everybody mirrors for Christmas.
Oh.
That's my bus take. You guys, be safe. Go Bucks.
Yeah, you know, I think that there are going to be shuffling going on, and yeah, I still think it's interesting after all these years. And Lee, you kind of said it, but didn't really hammer it home. But defensive linemen as a whole, who's gotten better? Not just under Jay Hayes, but over the last 10 years. I mean, quite frankly, you could make an argument that Gerald McCoy really hasn't gotten any better, right? Same player, never got better, supremely talented, he's never taken over a game. He's more talented than the guys around him, which means he's going to put up more statistics, but you could make the argument he hasn't gotten better over the course of his career. He's just been steady. He's got that quick get off. And what do we hear? We always hear, well, he needs help. Some of the best players in NFL history don't say, I need help. They say, I make the players around me better. Well, the players around Gerald McCoy have not been better. And he hasn't gotten better either. It's been a group effort. You know, it's not one person's fault. It's everyone's fault along that defensive line. If you don't win the line of scrimmage, you don't win games, period. Bucks didn't win the line of scrimmage last year. They were better on offense than they were on defense. But that's not saying much either. They need to focus on winning the line of scrimmage if they want to win games in 2018 and beyond. Final Bucks take goes to our buddy. Hello, Outlaw.
Justin, Outlaw. What's up, stick carriers? Hey, Justin, your toes look really pretty, man. Maya, you did a great job. Go Bucks.
She did, yes.
Hey, listen, I want to see the Bucks get a running back that's just friggin' angry, man. I want somebody who will just destroy people in front of them. When the defense thinks that he's done, he's spent, he's gone about as far as he could go, he just pushes and fights and claws and gets another yard. That's what I want. That's what I'm missing. That attitude is contagious. Your offensive line blocking for a guy with that attitude, you don't think that they're going to step the game up, push and claw and fight even harder for him? I watch Doug Martin, and he doesn't run angry. I want a fucking angry running back. And you made a really valid point about the Bucks didn't even luck into a sack last year. And it's no wonder, because they didn't get any pressure. Pressure is what creates mistakes. If you don't get pressure, I mean, if you don't run angry at the quarterback, just get the guy in front of you nervous, he's never going to make a mistake. So give me some angry defensive linemen and maybe a coach that'll light a fire under their ass. I think the Bucks got one. I don't know, you know, if he's any good or not, but hopefully he brings a big motherfucking stick. And give me a running back. Come on, motherfuckers. Give me a running back. One that'll pop a head off. All right. Whew. I'm angry. All right, guys. You know what? It's Valentine's Day. So walk into that bedroom. Speak softly to that loved one. And show your big motherfucking stick. Crushed it.
Yeah. And if you don't have one, it's going to be very disappointing for her. But Valentine's Day is over. We're a few days past it. Not sure when you send in that Bucks take, Outlaw. Good to talk to you. Good to have you back on Bucks Uncensored. Let me say this about running back. Same thing I said a year ago. Sign a running back, draft a running back. Another very deep draft at running back this year. You don't need Barkley in the first round. If he's there, it's a bonus. If he's there, then most likely Chubb and Nelson, those guys are gone. I have no problem getting Barkley. If Barkley's gone, likely you're going to get Nelson or Chubb or Fitzpatrick or somebody like that. And you can look to the second round or the third round. But I think you need a running back within the first three rounds. That does not mean that you ignore running back in free agency, Jason Light. Doug Martin, Jaquizz Rodgers, they should not be on your roster. Nothing against Jaquizz Rodgers personally or Charles Sims or whomever. But shit. If you don't perform at your job, you get fired. Period. I don't care what profession you're in. We are talking professional football. And the Bucks have the worst stable of running backs in the NFL. Yes, I'm signing a running back and I'm drafting a running back. I'm signing a running back and I'm drafting a running back high in the draft. And the name I've got my eye on in free agency is Isaiah Crowell. 25 years old. Had a lot of success with the Browns and they didn't even have a fucking quarterback. Power runner between the tackles. Yes. Yes. I'm looking at Isaiah Crowell. There's a lot of other running backs in free agency. But he's the guy that stands out to me. Young, powerful, between the tackles type runner. And over the cap again, they follow the cap closer than anyone. They're saying, Crowell could crack $6 million. Well, considering that I'm sitting here and looking at Doug Martin and his salary at $6.7 million, I'd rather give it to a guy who's going to produce on the field. Not dance around, but he's going to lower his head and he's going to run over somebody. You know, we talk about bringing an attitude along the defensive line. Running back can bring that attitude as well. No, I'm not locked in on just Crowell. I'm just giving you an example of the type of running backs that could be out there. Again, plenty in free agency, plenty in the draft. Shit! Should have done it last year. This podcast is two times a week. It's Mondays and Wednesdays. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. The podcast uploads to your mobile device at noon on each of those days. If you want it before noon, you just go to JoeBucksFan.com. Our partners, they post it first thing in the morning. Bucks Uncensored. Never miss an episode. And do not miss next week as we unveil the details of the 2018 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. Expecting a huge crowd, and who knows what time the line will start, because it'll be first come first. Last year, we allowed people to reserve tables. No reserving tables this year. First come, first serve, pack that motherfucker. Blow the fucking roof off, just like we did last year. Ooh, I cannot wait. Special shout out to the people that make this podcast happen. Our sponsors, Buffalo Wild Wings. Locations all across the Bay Area. We love Buffalo. Their happy hour, late night happy hour. Their discounted appetizers and discounted drinks. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Great place to watch sporting events in the Tampa Bay Lightning. As they make their run to the playoffs and the Stanley Cup coming up. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports. Mastro Subaru, loads of new and pre-owned vehicles, all at Mastro Subaru. It's the only dealership that's giving you a stick carrier discount and stick carrier pricing. Check them out in Orlando and on Hillsborough Avenue, right near the Veterans in Tampa. Mastro Subaru. Bricado Sandwich Shop has the best devil crab Cuban sandwich in town. Check them out at BricadoSandwich.com and get them to deliver right to your doorstep. And don't forget to try that devil crab. And thanks to Sports Legends Bar and Grill. Friday night is Sports Legends night. So many discounts. I think they got $7 fajitas. They got drink specials. They've had karaoke. If you go into any spring training games this March, Sports Legends, the place to go to. Food is fresh daily. It's where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. And if you do plan on drinking like a champ, make sure you get some before. It's what you drink before you drink to avoid the hangover the next day. Drinkbefore.com. Most importantly, thank you, each and every one of you that has downloaded, subscribed, and listened to Bucks Uncensored. Free agency, the combine, the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party, yes, the NFL Draft, it's all coming up in the next couple of months, and this is the podcast that will have your hair on your arms standing at attention every single time, because we are fired up about what 2018 is going to do for us, what 2017 didn't. And quite frankly, we go right back into this, the words of Dirk Cutter. But it's words that we, the fans, have lived by. But I play them for you in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
You betcha. We're going to carry that big motherfucking stick. And we're going to do it together. That's what has made us strong from the beginning, is we are better together and stronger together in numbers. Send in your buck stakes. Next podcast will be on week is a huge week. Can you feel it? I do. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.